This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Most people always like to save money. While shopping, we look for sales and deals. Large discount retailers are often not far from even the smallest towns these days. Sure, lower priced items do allow us to buy more, but does it really save money? Today's podcast, I'm going to discuss how throwaway items have become the standard for consumer items and why profits, greed, and cheap goods are hurting America. There just doesn't seem to be a whole lot made in America any longer. Today's podcast, I'm going to cover why profits, greed, and cheap are hurting America. And it really has to do with how so many things, it seems like today, America is, as far as our consumer items, most of them are so many throwaway items. Many people have become accustomed to buying cheap, using the item and throwing it out. And I would say probably in the last 10 years, but probably even longer than that, there seems to have been a really, really big shift in where things are made. And the unfortunate truth is that, you know, having things made overseas and importing them it's much cheaper than manufacturing items in America. I understand, you know, we are a capitalist society in America, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing. It does create, you know, it creates competition, enables people to prosper and provide for their family. But it seems that we have lost our way during a point to continually put profit above people. And large retailers have forced many small businesses to close when they could no longer compete with the low prices many of these big box stores offer. And this has led to a real shift in the quality of the things we buy as consumers. And as a result, throwaway items have become the new standard, it seems, in life for America. And the lower priced items do enable us to certainly buy more. I'm not questioning that, but does it really save us money by buying cheaper? Now, just to kind of get into this subject today, I first want to start by getting into one of the reasons why a lot of the things in America are made outside and imported. And it is due to that cost, that manufacturing cost is, you know, it's much cheaper. So you have a lot of large businesses that are constantly chasing profits and their bottom line. And this is part of the problem. Now, it should come as no surprise to anyone that CEOs and top executives at many companies in America have had their compensation continually rise at an accelerated rate. And according to The Atlantic, some of the highest paid top executives at U.S. companies make 1,000 times as much money as the average American worker. And taking into consideration their salary, bonuses, and stock options, it's only going to keep going up. Now, I understand people should be compensated for their work. However, when will it ever be enough? And part of the problem with the ever increasing of chasing profits in the bottom line is companies, they keep trying to make things more, you know, at a reduced cost. And at the same time, the quality of those goods is going down. Now, like I said, CEOs should be compensated for their work, but when will it be enough? You know, a CEO that gets a $2 million bonus 1 year and a $6 million bonus the second year, to me, seems a little excessive. This is taking into consideration that often they even have, you know, a golden parachute to fly away in the event that something happens. We all, you know, sure would like to have a job where we can go away with, you know, millions of dollars for being let go from a job. But for most people, that's not a reality. It's not the case. And it's not just high compensation, you know, that causes an issue. It's the expected compensation by many CEOs and the greed at the cost of lower level employees and consumers to show a profit. Many high executives are compensated for the performance of a company and the profits, receiving stock options and bonuses based on this profit. Heads of companies are motivated to show profits, and this is certainly the way it should be, although they often show profits in ways that hurt the, you know, the average employee and consumer. It's not uncommon for a company to lay people off at the end of the year, often hiring again once the, you know, the new fiscal year starts. The people let go are often, you know, very often not the people hired back. That's part of the problem. Why do companies do that? And one of the quickest ways it's to improve the bottom line is to cut salaries. This is typically done with mid to lower level workers. Get rid of enough of them, and the bottom line is quickly increased. In addition, more outsourcing for workers outside of the U.S. seems to be on the rise. You know, according to the Washington Post, studies have shown that outsourcing jobs to other countries actually helped create more positions in America. Doing this also makes companies in the United States more competitive globally. This was the case until probably the last decade. So does outsourcing jobs hurt? And the statistics show it might. A Commerce Department study showed that in the last decade, U.S.-based multinational companies added 2.4 million overseas positions, even while 2.9 million were cut in the United States. It could be argued that the saving by outsourcing benefits investors, executives, and even consumers by lower costs. And this is a valid argument by economists, with them stating the saved revenue goes back into the economy. But the key is the benefit to the executives. Public companies or companies that are traded and have shares of stock motivates executives to show profits for shareholders. Their bonuses are often depend on this, with an added motivation because they will often receive shares of stock. Now, regulations stipulate that they can't sell shares immediately usually, but within time, large amounts of stock options are accumulated, showing more profits resulting in higher share prices fills their pockets even further once they're able to unload some of their stock. So buying cheaply and having things manufactured much cheaper than decades previous certainly helps shareholders and executives. And arguably, some say it helps the consumer. Now, it has become normalcy to, you know, to keep increasing the bottom line at many large companies, even though good profits have already shown. Why is this, and when is it enough? When do the lives of, you know, mainstream America become important again, providing them with stable employment and income, life to one day retire, enjoy their golden years, and at the same time, bring back goods that are quality made? There's just not that many of them anymore. And it's due to those cost-cutting measures to increase profits. The staggering rate at which CEO pay has increased and keeps rising has created a silent world of buying cheap imported consumer goods. The savings by importing these items increase the profit on a balance sheet. The problem with this is buying less expensive things may not always be a good thing. Many people would believe that the decreasing price of many everyday items is a good thing, but I am not so sure. Now, take, for example, buying items from one of the largest chain discount stores that I'm not going to name in this podcast, but you can use your imagination. They're located not far from just about any place in the United States. Look at most of the stuff they sell, and you'll find a majority of it is imported from one particular country. So, for instance, something as simple as a microwave oven you could pick up for $100 or less at this store, and chances are in a few years, it'll break. Now, there was a time you could get a well-made microwave oven for a few hundred dollars more and it would last five times as long. The result is saving money by not having to continually purchase the same throwaway item time after time. There's nothing wrong with importing goods. There are many quality made products being imported. However, there are also inferior items made of cheap plastic that will, you know, they break or wear out quickly, resulting in a continual circle of having to repeatedly purchase the same thing. And this results in more money being spent over a period of time. There is some truth to the saying, you pay for what you get. And with today's mindset of the throwaway mentality and large companies looking to make things as cheaply as they can, it pays to evaluate many purchases. It just basically is going to save you money. You may have to pay more up front in some circumstances, but it'll be worth it. Don't get caught in the circle of purchasing throwaway items when you can. This is a good way to save some money. This is especially the case with larger priced goods. One of my examples here is furniture. So instead of buying a pressed wood piece of laminated sawdust that'll fall apart if you try to move it in a year, find the best price on quality solid wood furniture, and which these days can be hard to do. Solid wood is going to last a lifetime, and you can often find it at a lower price used. If it has scratches, you can refinish it. It'll just be worth the time. Now, purchasing power makes people rely on low quality. With executive compensation not seeing a slowdown, more things are only going to continually be made cheaply. The years of more, quality made, affordable goods has been over for some time, and it does not appear it's going to get any better. You know, the millions of dollars in compensation and bonuses to CEOs being 1,000 times the average worker compared to just 20 to 1 or 30 to 1 50 years ago is something to think about, with many mid-level workers' salaries not keeping up with these same statistics. Now, I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist here. However, statistics show that most Americans' purchasing power has not gone up much, even through their paychecks, which are supposedly bigger in the last few years. This is even the case today with the reported low unemployment rates, with inflation and many services raising prices each year. Consumer goods are one place people can save money. By buying lower priced, cheap imported goods, people can get what they need. Now, as long as wages remain the way they are, many people they're not going to have a choice but to spend more in the long run. With companies continuing to make cheaper things and finding ways to increase the bottom line to fund the elite, one can only think that a lot of American workers are going to pay the price. It keeps us in a cycle of relying on inferior goods. Although the elimination of many mom and pop businesses has lowered prices on countless goods, it has also lowered much of the quality, like I said. It's also decreased the loyalty of the employer. When every corner had a small business, the owners knew their workers, they knew their families, and they felt connected to their employees and had a sense of pride helping people provide for their families. And the problem today with the cheap imported goods environment and chasing that greed in the bottom line is that loyalty is gone, along with the pride and the sense of responsibility in many cases. Large conglomerates, for the most part, they no longer care. And as a result, we are expendable for their profit and greed. Now, the good news is there may be hope. Technology can have arguments with it being a good thing or a bad thing, but it seems that in the case of finding better quality items at an affordable cost and helping many small businesses make a comeback, that technology, it might be helpful. With a reduction in overhead costs, many small businesses are able to operate on the internet. And I know that it seems one large retailer on the internet is putting a lot of people out of business, but even these small retailers, many of them without the internet would not be able to survive. And that's due to the big discount stores. Now, it has also made the prices of big discount stores with their low-grade products, you know, they've had to lower their prices as well. These discount stores are not only the only place a person shops, they also shop online, which is driving the prices down. But at the same time, a lot of these bigger companies are still importing all the cheap throwaway items. Now, for any younger listeners, you may not know the difference. I mean, there was a time when things were made of better quality, and that just hasn't been the case for many years now. With the chase for these companies, for their shareholders, their profits, their executives, and they just want to keep reducing costs. And it's really been at the cost of the mid to lower level employees and, believe it or not, consumers. Many people will argue that the consumers are benefiting from the lower prices of things because they're cheaper to make and cheaper to import. But in many cases, it's just not cheaper. You're just buying the same thing over and over and over and throwing things out. If you take anything away from this podcast, just stop and think about the things you buy. You know, the items that fall apart and are thrown away on a regular basis that only need to be replaced again and again. Stop to think if you're really saving money. And that's part, you know, that's really what Smart Start Money is about. It's about saving money. And are you really saving money by buying cheap imported goods all the time? You're saving money initially, but over the long term, consider something different. You know, it might cost even a little bit more. And this certainly can be, you know, the case in many things, but you're going to get something that lasts much longer, and it's also going to not fill up the landfills, as we obviously Americans throw out way too many throwaway items. Take the time to make smarter buying decisions, and not just for price and convenience, not just to save money for that price and convenience. It may just, you know, even eventually send a message to large discount stores that no longer care about providing quality made things and only about filling their pockets. Some people might say the customer is always right, yet the truth is that in many cases, the customer is always trained and groomed to buy low-grade things. The truth is here, without knowing it, many Americans, you know, we're being trained to be poor. We're being trained to buy low-grade things by saving money because we can buy more. Americans like to buy things. We like stuff. People like to buy their stuff. And the more you can buy, many people are happier buying more. But buying cheaper is not necessarily a good idea. One example here I have of a story is with the furniture I'll go back to. And I recently, about a year ago, I was looking at some different places. My daughter needed a new bed, and I looked at a lot of these large retail stores near me, and a lot of their furniture was, you know, part wood, part veneer, part pressed wood, sawdust, all this stuff. It wasn't real wood. It's cheap. And that's some of these larger furniture stores. The discount stores are even worse. I mean, they're so poorly made that they'll fall apart in no time. And luckily, with the doing some research, I was able to find a fully wood, heavy wood bed online for the same price delivered to my front door than a lot of these other places were charging. So it just can take a little time to find that quality, but I wanted to use this example as showing it is available. Another thing I actually do to buy quality is buy used sometimes. For a long time, I would go to a lot of local auctions, which you can easily find through the internet. Auctionzip.com is a site that'll give you a list. You type in your zip code, it'll give you a list of local auctions in your area. A lot of times these places sell furniture, and it's older furniture, solid wood of quality. Much better than the furniture you'll find in stores today, especially the discount stores. And even some of the bigger, larger chain stores, much better quality. The wood is better. And, you know, you might find a couple pieces of furniture with a few nicks or dings in it, but take the time to refinish it and it'll last 10 times as long as buying one of these cheap pieces of furniture. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. If you have questions or comments about today's podcast, please visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. Join me next time as I talk about why everyone might not need a financial advisor.